Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body. That's right, a little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a little boot in the arse. Now, you know, I always start with a few fun quotes, and you realise this, because metal was so scarce, the Oscars given out during World War II were made of wood. And the number of possible ways of playing the first four moves per side in a game of chess, 319,999, 564,000. That's a lot. That's a lot. I think, actually, you know what? I read it wrong. 318,979,564. Wow, that's a lot. There are no words in the dictionary that rhyme with orange. Try it. Purple. Try it. Silver. Try it. Last one. Month. Bunt. Funt. And the name Wendy was never used before Peter Pan. They made it up for the book. And it wasn't actually used. It wasn't a name before Peter Pan. Look at that. And the first bomb dropped by the Allies in Berlin in World War II killed an elephant in the Berlin Zoo. Buggers. What are they? Little buggers. Now, last one. The first CD pressed in the US was Bruce Springsteen. That's right. Now, my band today, there's a very, very good reason why I'm going to play him today. Listen to this guy. See if you know him. This is from my past, long time ago. Here we go.
Every woman, every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me. Hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly. Hit me quick. Hit me.
Well, remember, if you want to know what the songs are, you have to go to the show notes. That's right, thekickasslife.com, and get the old show notes there. But there's a reason I chose this guy. This guy was a guy that was very famous when I were a lad, and Ian Drury is his name, and he was diagnosed with polio when he was a kid. They say he caught it in a swimming pool, believe it or not. Had to go to a school for disabled children. So I thought today, you know, what we'd do is we'll focus on this idea of how people overcome obstacles. Tony Robbins says, identify your problems, but give your power and energy to the solutions. You know, and I used to teach this a program, and I used to talk about, you know, imagine if you're a level 5 person and you have a level 10 problem. What do you have? You have a really big freaking problem. That's what you have. But if you have you're a level 10 person with a level 5 problem, no problem, right? So the problems never change. You know, I mean, whether you got divorced or whether you were in a car accident or whether, you know, you go bankrupt or whether you're out of a job, it doesn't matter what the problem is. The question is, where are you at? Because you have to become bigger than the problems. Then there are no problems. And that's why, you know, making ourselves the biggest investment we can and putting ourselves into that uncomfortable zone. But I can't tell you how many times, we hear about it through history of these people that have overcome massive, massive problems. And I've got a little story for you. It's going to take about half the show. This is by a guy called Stephen Clouch. And this guy, no arm, half a leg, right? And I want you to listen to this story and see how it resonates. And I want you to think about your own problems. I often think about this. When I have a problem show up, I try and put myself out into space, you know, into the Milky Way and the billions and billions and billions of stars there, right? And then you sort of imagine yourself swooning through space. You go past the sun, you go past the planets, you know, and Mercury, Venus, right? All these different things. And you can see this big ball of blue ocean and white clouds. And you think of the 7 billion people there. All right. And then you keep diving down through this, and you see these 7 billion people, all these different countries, and all the movement going on, all the animals and reptiles and little, I mean, everything going on in the world, the weather patterns, you know, the tsunamis over here and the sort of tornadoes over there and torrential rain and big snow and all that. And you come right down to this little problem you're facing right now. It just seems pretty small on the big scheme of things, right? But if we are a level 4 person with a level 6 problem, still got a massive problem, right? Question isn't about the size of the problem. The question is about the size of the person. So here we go. Listen to this guy. Cool.
As you can see, I was born without fingers on my right hand, and also my right leg was several inches shorter than my left one. They broke the bones in the leg, then they screwed metal spikes into the bone. It has not only spikes, but wires that go all the way through the leg to stabilize it. I have to walk on it. I have to stretch it out so that my muscles don't just get all atrophied. People always ask me, does it hurt? Yes, it does. But I focus on what I can do, not on what I cannot do. I want to talk with you guys about overcoming obstacles. Everybody has obstacles, a disability, a hurdle. We face a choice. Let the obstacle overcome you or overcome the obstacle. Maybe some of you have heard of Jim Abbott. He was a Major League Baseball player. He won a gold medal in the Olympics. He played for the Yankees, the Angels, but he threw a no-hitter and he only had one arm. When he was a kid, he came home mad one time and told his dad, "The kids won't let me play baseball because I only have one hand." His dad replied, "No, the kids won't let you play baseball because you stink at baseball." You can't change the fact that you only have one hand, but you can change the fact that you stink. So his dad began to practice with him, and he got good. He overcame obstacles. Teams would try to exploit his weak side. They would try to bunt to the side that he had a missing arm. But they never succeeded because he practiced and practiced fielding bunts to that side. There is no dishonor in having a disability, and I won't let anyone diss my ability, but I don't want anyone's pity either. I will not use the obstacles I face as an excuse for having a pity party. I will.
You know, I'm going to stop him right here because I would, again, want to bring in another musician here who overcame some great obstacles. See if you know what it is. Here we go.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, because I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, because it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack.
Don't you come back no more. Yeah, here we go. Listen to this guy. I love this guy. And yes, he overcame a massive obstacle. His obstacle was blindness. Again, check out the show notes, thekickasslife.com. You'll find out who it is. Here we go. Let's carry on with the wonderful Stephen Clouch.
Practice harder, play harder, and push myself harder to keep getting better. Last season, I started on my varsity high school basketball team as a freshman, and I won Rookie of the Year. I was one of the top scorers on the team. So one of the things that I find funny is that people judge me by appearance. They say, "Oh, look at this one-handed whitey with the limp. I don't want him on my team," you know? But what they don't know is that I don't just have a disability, I have an ability.
I love that. Think about that. I don't have a disability, I also have an ability. Isn't that great? You know, there's a great saying that says, when your life flashes before your eyes, make sure there's plenty to watch. All right. But we got to start really focusing on the abilities that we have and not the obstacles that stand in front of us. So let's keep going.
One of my favorite moments from this last season was we played a team that we had never played before. And when the game started, you could tell that they were dissing my disability. I mean, they double-teamed our tallest player. They just were playing really soft on me. And they just, you could tell, they thought, what can this guy with one hand do? So they left me open for a three. I made that one. They left me open for another one. I made that one. Then they started to get frustrated, so they actually fouled me. I made both free throws. And they called timeout. And as we were in the huddle, I could hear the other coach yelling at his players about me. They went from not covering me at all to double teaming me.
That's right. Double teaming. Now I'm going to go back to an old music. This is a big range now because this guy, unlike the last guy who was blind, so we had someone with polio, someone who's blind. This guy here was stone deaf. And listen to this guy. See if you recognize him. And that wasn't the greatest piece of work he's ever done, I tell you that. I mean, but I'm telling you that these each one of these people is just signifying people who really have massive obstacles and really don't focus on those. They focus on what they want. They focus on who they have to become to overcome the obstacles. That's the story here, right? So whatever's in front of you right now, and if there's an obstacle standing in your way, what do you have to do to expand yourself to get over, around, under, through, whatever it is, blow that sucker up. Let's go back to Stephen.
It's all about overcoming obstacles. It's true. I have a disability, but so do you. I also have an ability. So do you. Everyone has obstacles to overcome. Some are visible like mine. Some are less visible. Maybe your obstacle is that you come from a poor neighborhood. Maybe people say you'll never amount to anything. Prove them wrong. Maybe your obstacle is that you have a learning disability and people think that you're dumb. Prove them wrong. Maybe people judge you because of the color of your skin or your family background. Prove them wrong. I know a lot of people who take one look at me and judge me. They say, oh, that kid can't be any good at basketball. One leg, one hand. If someone thinks you can't overcome the obstacles, prove them wrong.
There you go. Prove them wrong. Prove them wrong. Here's our last band for us. This guy was in a bad accident, lost his arm, and you may recognize him. See if you can understand the band. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost time. It's almost time for me to get my butt out of here. I want to tell you about a few things, though. First of all, I'll leave you with a quote. If your ship doesn't come in, jump in the water and swim out there and meet it, right? Don't let anything stand in your way. Homework this week, I want you to identify one obstacle that's in your life right now and just go ahead and expand yourself beyond this obstacle. Don't let it sit there in front of you, whatever it is. What is it, your background? Is it your ethnicity? Is it your sex in your workplace? Don't have sex in your workplace. But, you know, is it because of your gender? Is it, what is it? What is it? What is the obstacle that you think exists in your life right now? What is that one thing? And let's get about beating it. This show is going out to my good friend, Freddie. Freddie in London, Ontario. Mr. W, there you are out there. I'm dedicating this show to you, overcoming obstacles. And, you know, there's a couple of things I want you to think about. We've got this, a lot of people who contacted me about the woman's retreat we're doing in Phoenix in the first week of February there. Again, if there's anyone else, we do have one, maybe even two spots left. So I think there were four of you that just said that this is the right timing. I know it's short notice. But if you want to, it's called Transformed Woman. If you want to transform yourself and you're a woman, this may be something for you. And then I want you to think about this. Last summer, we did an event on my private island, and we called it Mind, Body, Spirit. And we're going to have an event. We just decided, I think it's going to be the second week of July, Amplified Island Adventure. We call it Amplified Island Adventure. We're going to crank this sucker up. If you want to come along and have an adventure with me on the island this summer, it's in July, second week. I think it's going to be the 6th to the 12th, something like that. Then I need you to Facebook me. I need you to get a hold of me and say, hey, I'm in. Maximum amount of rooms, there's going to be 29. That's it. 29 people can come on the island. Well, actually, 28, really. Unless one of you want to sleep in the bunkhouse, which is what happened last time. So if you're interested in that, then please get a hold of me. And love to have you down on the island. We're going to be there in March. I'm doing a family retreat. All my friends and family are coming down. So I'm really excited about that. And then listen, just make this week all about you overcoming obstacles. I want you to look at your life and just decide right now, how do you want it to be? You know, you are the creator. You're the writer of this great novel. Let's write ourselves into a massive adventure. If you can, help us out. Go to iTunes and leave a review. There hasn't been a review left there for weeks and weeks. So either I'm really sucking right now, well, you guys aren't listening. So one or the other. But if you can take a few moments and go and write a review on iTunes, really helps the show. And again, if you want to come to a Amplified Island Adventure coming up in July, let me know, and let me know soon, because it's going to fill up really fast. And for those one or two spots left for the Transform Woman, give us a shout. Hey, I'm all, oh, look at that, 16 minutes. 6 minutes and a half over our allotted time. Woo-hoo! I love breaking rules. I'll see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.